The world's dirtiest man has died at the age of 94. A TikTok star land a role on TV playing a dead guy. And sneakers for horses are going for thousands of dollars. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm Jonesy, and I'm glad that you've joined me for this episode. I got three weird stories from around the world like I usually do. Come on. The world's dirtiest man has died. Oh, guys, let's have a moment of silence for Bill Cosby. The world's dirtiest man has died. Oh, no, my mistake. This is a different dirty man. The world's dirtiest man apparently was living in Iran, and he was 94 years old. Unfortunately, he died just a few months after his latest bath. An Iranian hermit nicknamed the world's dirtiest man for not taking a shower for more than half a century. Half a century without a shower? How do you live? I mean, I just assume if you don't clean yourself, you eventually just die of dirt. I don't know a whole hell of a lot about pushing the bathing buck. Let's get some more information. The world's dirtiest man, the Iranian hermit, died, it says here, at the healthy age of 94. He lived to 94 without bathing? Oh, my goodness. I wash myself nearly every day, and I don't expect to live to 74. This guy, really. I want to know what his diet was, though. I mean, if you got a great diet, you could probably go centuries without bathing and make it, you know? Iran news agency reported that Amu Haji, which is an endearing nickname for an elderly person, died on Sunday in the village of Degaj in the southern province of Fars. I don't know if I'm pronouncing any of these places correctly. I apologize. It says here, Haji, the world's dirtiest man, was covered in soot. As you'd expect, he's the world's dirtiest man. He's going to be covered in soot. He was living in a cinder block shack. That sounds pretty nice. Cinder block shack. I mean, people are living in tents these days. A cinder block shack sounds like a mansion compared to that. The world's dirtiest man was reported by local media not to have bathed with water or soap in more than 60 years. Fascinating. Villagers said he experienced, quote, emotional setbacks in his youth that led him to refuse to wash. Yeah. In 2014, the media reported that Haji, the world's dirtiest man, would often eat roadkill. That's how he survived. Well, now we know, guys, you can live on roadkill for decades and you don't need to bathe. Who knew roadkill was such a healthy diet? I think that's the paleo diet, roadkill. You know, it's free range. It's probably all natural. It's definitely healthier than some of the chicken I've bought at Trader Joe's, I think. It also said that Haji, the world's oldest, dirtiest man, smoked a pipe filled with animal excrement. Okay, all right, animal excrement. I find it hard to believe that that's healthy. Is this a real story? It's got to be. I found it reported on so many sites. A lot of people sent me this article. It seems real to me. I don't know how you survive smoking animal excrement. I would like to know if that's considered a drug. I mean, can you get high on animal excrement? And what animals was he smoking? Because I like to get high, and I drank ayahuasca, and that tastes like crap. I'm not above maybe smoking some animal excrement if it's going to take me to a place where I can forget I live in a world where people slice each other's throats on the sidewalk. Says here that Haji also believed that cleanliness would make him ill. Huh. Perhaps he had an elevated defense mechanism. What do they call that? Immune system. That's what it's called, guys. Sorry, I had a brain fart. Still recovering from brain fog COVID. Perhaps not bathing just pushes your immune system into the state of just, it's like Thor, you know, and nothing can get in. You can eat roadkill. You don't need a bath. You can smoke animal poop, and you're just going to keep going. I remember living in New York City. I had a pretty robust immunity system. You know, when I moved out of New York City, it seemed like I got sick a little easier. In New York, oftentimes I'd be on the subway. That's enough to keep your immune system beefed up. A rat would just crawl on your lap once a month, and that kept your immune system going as well. Now, the story gets a little deeper. It turns out a few months ago, the villagers persuaded this man, Haji, to wash himself for the very first time. And you see what happened? He just immediately croaked. You should have just left him dirty, man. I blame the village for this. After Haji's death, the unofficial record could go to an Indian man who also had not bathed for much of his life. Are we really keeping this as a record? Is this something we should be proud of? Well, now that this guy's dead, I'm the new world's dirtiest man. I haven't bathed in 46 years. The guy in India, his name is Kailash Singh. He's from a village outside the holy city of Varanasi. He hasn't washed for more than 30 years in an attempt to help end, quote, all the problems confronting the nation. Oh, this guy's going on a shower strike is what that is. It's kind of like a hunger strike, except for with water and soap. He would reject water in favor of what he called a fire bath. Oh, that doesn't sound safe. Every evening, as villagers gathered, Kalau lights a bonfire, smokes marijuana, and stands on a leg praying to Lord Shiva. So he smokes weed around a bonfire, exactly what I do when I camp. He's reported to have said, "It's just like using water to take a bath. Fire bath helps kill all the germs and infections in the body." He's really not bathing in the fire, though. He's just standing next to the fire. He's more like bathing in the marijuana smoke, which if you were to tell me marijuana smoke helps kills a lot of germs and infections in the body, I'd be open to that. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the original star of this story, Amu Haji, who just sadly passed away because he cleaned himself after the villagers forced him to, it sounds like, there is a documentary film titled The Strange Life of Amu Haji, and it was made in 2013. That sounds like something I would totally be into because I love very weird documentaries. A TikTok star land a major role on a TV show as a dead body. From TikTok to television, Kentucky native Josh Nally has landed the role of his lifetime. CBS has confirmed that Nally will appear in an episode of CSI Vegas that airs on Thursday, November 3rd. Here's a quote from the showrunner of CSI Vegas. "Rarely do we find an actor as well prepared to play a corpse as Josh Nally. It was such a pleasure watching him work." Watching him what, lay there? Okay. The showrunner added, "He's a real pro at this death thing, I can tell you that." Now, Monday was the one-year anniversary of Nally's first TikTok. These are TikTok videos where he plays a dead person, apparently. He's garnered over 4 million likes on the social media app. He's gone viral for just playing a dead guy on his TikTok. I mean, this sounds like the most uninteresting TikTok account of all time. Why would you watch a man play dead? Man, people will watch anything, man. We have Mike Benson, who's the president of CBS. He said, "We're always looking for authentic, innovative, and engaging ways to create more interest for our shows." Really, bro? Like, so you got a TikToker that lays down in his videos, you cast him, and that's your innovative way to get more interest in your show? I don't understand the whole world of film and television anymore. You know, here I am. I'm stupid. I'm auditioning for roles. What is wrong with me? I should just create a TikTok video where I play a dead guy. You know, that's how I'll get on an original series. This guy continues to say, "For our original CBS series, CSI Vegas, we discovered that the TikTok influencer called Living Dead Josh was a big fan of the show. So we wanted to bring his dream to life in a killer way that only we could do." Josh detailed how he received the offer from CSI Vegas. He says he got an email from CBS that said they'd seen him on TikTok and wanted to offer him the part of a dead person. At first, he didn't believe it, but then they flew him out to California. Oh, he's going to be famous playing a dead guy now. He continued, "It turned out that Mario Van Peebles was the director of that episode. So besides getting cast in this show, which he is a fan of, he got to meet Mario Van Peebles, which was really cool." He shared with the media that over the past year, he's been posting these videos of him playing a dead person in an attempt to land a role on a movie or television show. So this was calculated. This was a calculated move by a guy. "Here I am posting clips of me doing stand-up comedy, clips of me acting in various independent projects that I've been in over the years. some of which I'm playing the lead, doing some good work. I post those videos. No one cares. This guy's posts videos and playing. He's playing a dead guy. He's laying face down on people's lawns, laying on the grass in local parks, laying on the ground in various different climates and different environments, just laying on the ground. And that's talent, according to Hollywood. That's talent. Josh says, I don't like speaking on camera much, but I can lie there and act like I'm a dead person pretty easily. Having done more than 300 of these posts, I have progressed and even gotten better at being a dead person. At first, you know, you could see me breathing, or the fake blood looked really horrible. I've gotten rid of using the blood and gotten better at holding my breath in these videos, I tell you. For his big break on set, the TikTok dead guy spent 2 hours in a makeup chair before he was then on a gurney for several takes. He said, we had to redo one of my takes because I had my phone in my pocket. I forgot to turn it off. Of course, it was just a telemarketer call, and that was kind of embarrassing. This guy doesn't even shut his phone off. He's on a network show on set. This is what happens when you cast neophytes. Rookies, man. Josh Nally works as a restaurant manager. He shared the inspiration behind his videos. I originally got the idea after I saw a woman on TikTok posting about hot sauce, and then she got offers from a bunch of hot sauce companies. I thought if I was creative enough, playing a dead person, I could get the attention of a TV show or a movie company, and how about that? It worked in the end, didn't it? Well, yeah, I guess at the end of the day, you got to give this guy props. You know, this guy's like working at a restaurant in Kentucky. He has a dream, and he put it out there, and it worked, and his dream came true. So good for you, dude. I just, as an actor myself in Hollywood, I just, you know, not to say that I'm jealous, but I'm just like, you know, I work very hard and get very little work out of it. Just, what am I doing? I think I need to just start a TikTok account where I just scream for help. Help! Help! Maybe I'll be cast in a horror movie. Yeah, or just shoot a bunch of videos of me running in the woods and falling down like they always do in those horror movies. They always keep falling down even though there's nothing to trip over. They just fall for no reason. Maybe I'll get cast in a horror flick. Yeah, I'm just spitballing, guys. If you have any ideas for me, just call the show. 646-450-2012. Help Jonesy get on TV, all right?
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in. When you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday, there's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
You can now buy sneakers for your horse for thousands of dollars. With holiday shopping season officially underway, you can now splurge to get your horse Ruby or Chestnut a gift that they'll treasure forever. Versions of popular sneakers that actually fit on horses. This product is called Horse Kicks. It's a sneaker retailer for horses. Horse Kicks repurposes branded shoes and sneakers for horses. You can custom order a pair of horse-friendly sneakers on horsekickslex.com. I'm looking at a picture of these horse sneakers. They look ridiculous. I don't know why you would ever put these on your horse. Perhaps they're comfortable? I don't know. I don't know much about horses, horse hoofs, horse shoes, horsing around. Well, I know a little bit about horsing around, but that's about it. These shoes are expensive, by the way. A single shoe starts at $1,200. That's for one. So if you want two, I'm doing the math here. Hold on, public school. That's $2,400 for a pair of horse sneakers. I don't even know if they're going to make your horse run faster, will they? Would these work for racehorses? My guess is no. They're very fashionable, it says here. So I guess if you want your horse to look cool, that's pretty neat. A portion of the sales will be donated to an event called Sneaker Ball Lex, which gives back to local minority organizations. That's pretty cool. They're giving back. These sneakers are crafted by Marcus Floyd, a Lexington, Kentucky-based shoe artist. Marcus stated on his Instagram that these are wearable art designed over a medical horse boot and covered with repurposed sneakers. So it turns out it's on top of a medical horse boot. Sounds like footwear that a horse would already wear if the horse had a medical issue. They have multiple shoes on the Instagram account. They have New Balance 650s, Yeezy Boost 350s. They got some Jordans as well. You can put some Jordans on your horse. I never thought I'd see the day. Here's a quote from Marcus. One of the craziest collaborations to date for me. You know, it was a dope process trying to figure out what a horse sneaker should look like while, you know, using as much from the real sneaker or shoe as I possibly could. I'm pretty satisfied with the result. Well, as you can imagine, these horse sneakers are already a hit on social media. People are bringing the jokes. Someone wrote, "Yo, these stallions about to be mad bougie now." Someone else wrote, "Imagine a horse roll up on you with better shoe game than you." The shoes are fun, though, it says. But if you don't have a wad of cash to drop on your horse for Christmas, something tells me, your horse might be fine with just a bag of carrots. That's what the article says. I guess that's supposed to be a joke. I think the real joke here is that someone made sneakers for horses. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And they're so expensive. I mean, we have a major economic downturn in our midst, inflation. And yet this was a time to make sneakers for horses. It just seems, the timing seems odd to me as well, is what I'm saying. But I suppose if you have the money to just have a stable full of horses right now, then you probably have the money to fit them all with a nice pair of Jordans.
Yay!
Thanks for spending some time with Weird AF News today. I hope you got the entertainment that you needed. Maybe you even learned a little bit about the weird world that we all live in right now. And it's only getting weirder, thankfully, for me. I got a nice review on Amazon from Tony, who gave me 5 stars and wrote, "Great podcast." Super nice, 5 stars. I appreciate that, Tony. Tony also wrote, "Thank you, Jonesy, for putting a smile on my face every morning. Good luck with your life, man." I love how everybody's just running with this "good luck with your life, man" phrase. It's great. I love it. I should sell some mugs that say "good luck with your life, man," right? Would you guys buy coffee mugs that said that? Maybe I'll explore that option. If you guys would like to leave me a review, you can do so on Amazon and iTunes, also known as Apple Podcasts. There are other places as well. I'm not familiar with them. If you happen to leave me a review, please do a screenshot and email me, funnyjones@gmail.com, just to make sure I get it so that you get the props you deserve, because you definitely deserve a shout out if you give me a review, you know? If you would like to support the show, please leave me a review somewhere. It would be super helpful. You could also support the show by going to weirdafnews.com, which is the official website of Weird AF News, and you can click on Buy Jonesy a Coffee, or joining the Patreon is another way to do it. I'd appreciate if you would check that out. I guess that's about it. If you'd like to call the show, the number is 646-450-2012, and you can follow me on the Instagram at @funnyjones as well. You can take in the Weird AF News podcast on YouTube if that's a place you go as well. Just kind of a new thing I've been building up is the YouTube. There's some video on there of me as well. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying things, guys. I'm in a closet after all. You got to try shit when you're in a closet.